Hello and welcome to Space Nerd 133. I'm Jesus, and along with me tonight is Rex, Andrea, and Ryan.
Yo.
Hey.
It's
Ryan. Motherfuckers.
Ryan. I am Ryan. I am Ryan now.
I'm Sean.
I am the token female.
I'm the token female. I'm Asian. I'm halfway there.
Well, no. Andrea's a token female. Ryan's a token Asian. I'm the token Mexican, and then Rex is just the white guy, the cis white guy.
Yeah, the cishet patriarchy.
We need a white guy to make, to give our show, quality and
credibility.
Credibility. Yeah.
Just so people feel compelled to actually listen to us, otherwise we're not going to listen.
Exactly.
Who wants to listen to Minority Hour? Never mind.
We should just change the show to Minority Hour.
Minority Hour.
Not Space City Nerds.
We're supposed to be Space City Minority. We're going to be majority soon, guys.
I mean, it could go that way because Rex doesn't live in the Space City anymore.
That's
a Gain City.
You're a phony, man.
I live in the Pecan City now. There's a giant the Pecan City. One of our big tourist attractions is at City Hall. They have the world's largest pecan.
Pecan or pecan tree?
Like pecan, like a singular pecan. I've still yet to go see it because I'm really not interested in seeing it. But it
how
exists.
How big is it supposedly?
I have no idea. I guess I have to go see it now.
Well,
yeah.
Take pictures.
And then do video. Be like, hello, I'm Rex. I'm live on,
You should just do all your Snapchats like that.
He can or he can't.
World oldest, largest. Oh, my God, that's huge. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, it's 5 feet long and 2.5 feet wide.
Jesus Christ.
And weighs approximately 1,000 pounds.
Damn. How many pecan pies you can make with that one?
Probably not a lot because it's like super duper old.
That's true. It's probably fossilized pecan pie. Oh, damn. I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture and I've walked by this before and just...
it's Pepe's Pecan House. It's Pape's Pecan House.
That's a big ass nut, man.
I would go to Pepe's Pecan House. Just go in there. It's like so much pecan feels, man.
It's funny driving through back from Austin, or San Antonio, excuse me, from PAX. We got lost for a little bit, and we went through this little town, and they had Memes Mexican restaurant, Memes Mexican restaurant. Like, my wife and I were just laughing so hard when we saw that.
Can never see.
It's Pepe's Pecan.
Pepe's Pecan.
No, Pepe would have the world's largest fields, not the world's largest pecans.
And then right next to you in New Braunfels is also the Bronze Beaver at world's largest convenience store.
Yup.
Is it really that big? Well, how was that? I mean, we got.
Oh, wait. There's also the. Okay, so you guys have the oldest and biggest pecan put together.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also the world's second largest mobile pecan in Sakin.
Yeah, it's mounted onto like a trailer so they could have it in parades.
And then there's also world's largest pecan. So there's like three different giant pecans in Sakin.
We like nuts here a whole lot.
You better check if there's like not radiation or anything around there.
Radioactive pecans.
Is that why I grew a third arm last week?
Yes.
That's not an arm.
It's because of Pop Pepe's Pecan Company.
If you ever get affected by radiation, I'm going to call you Blinky, just because Simpsons.
Oh, man. It's freaking like... This is like one of those weird-ass tourist traps you see on TV. Like, let's go drive here and look at the world's largest pecan.
Did you ever watch a Rat Race?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that movie. It's such a stupid movie that you can just turn your brain off.
Mm-hmm.
But where they ended up, like one of the attractions was like the Barbie Museum, and because a girl wanted to go in, but it ended up being like a Nazi museum. And then John Lovitz ends up stealing Hitler's car in that. So good.
Yeah.
I'm actually celebrating 420 early today.
How?
Because I'm drinking a stone enjoyed by a 420.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not smoking weed pods.
That's not smoking, yeah, no.
It's dank, though.
Injecting the marijuanas.
No, there's no marijuana in it. It's 420.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beer. It's you're doing beer o'clock. That's different from 420.
Every day is beer day o'clock. Every hour is beer o'clock,
and then
though.
And then there's 420 somewhere.
Speaking of beer, we went to Brash Brewing. Well, we did. We recorded our Breathe In, Booze Out show. Ryan, Drea, myself.
And our new friend, John.
Yes, and our new friend, John, because Eric had a baby. But we recorded at Eighth Wonder. Really great place to hang out at and everything.
It was so orange there. I love it because of the Dynamo game.
It's already orange there because of all the Astro stuff, too. But
orange.
Really, really cool stuff. We didn't record at our second brewery that we made a stop at, and that was at Brash Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let everybody in Houston know that you have to visit it at least once.
Okay.
It's a very different brewery. Not only are there Simpsons memes all over it.
Even the guy that was behind the bar had Simpsons memes on him.
Yeah, on his neck.
Like, permanently.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah,
that's pretty meta.
Used you on his neck.
Yeah, but they also have, like, old arcade machines, and they're always playing, like, metal music and stuff like that, and the beers are really good.
And if you want to take a brewery tour, just go to the bathroom, because you'll go walk through the entire brewery.
Yeah, that's right. Ryan, did you open up that beer that you bought?
Yeah,
there?
I'm drinking it right now.
How is it?
It's pretty good, though. It's pretty good.
It's
very hoppy.
It is pretty
good. Where did I put it? There it is. I'll put it on a shelf next to me. What is it called? What's it called? The label doesn't really say the name.
Yeah, it does. It's on the ramp.
Oh. Fuck off. It says on the ramp.
Underneath it, the smaller ramp.
Oh.
It's Easy 7.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then there's also like a pentagram and people do.
Yeah, it's a guy inside doing a sick kick, a sick trick off a ramp that says fuck off.
That's pretty cool. That's one of the coolest things I've heard in a while.
So a really edgy beer, but it's really good. It's really good. There were when we were there, people were like buying them, buying cases, and I was like, it feels like I'm gonna miss out on this if I don't get the six pack myself. So I got a six pack, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, it's a good beer. I can't wait for their Christmas time. They're gonna have Thug Life, which is a 40-ounce glass. So Drea, you're welcome there to get like a 40-ounce glass of I think it's like barrel aged barley wine.
Nice.
Oh, that's in Christmas. I was wondering when that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna go up there. Get in paper bags.
Exactly.
You pour one stuff for your homies, or is it too valuable to?
No, don't do that. Not for your home.
Your home.
They'll respect you enough if you don't. So let's get to the meat of things, or the acts of beating your meat. X-Hamster is no longer available in North Carolina.
Why not?
Due to the LGBT laws that are going on over there, where, you know, like, you can basically, here in Houston, we had the HERO Act not pass.
Yeah, because, you know, people don't understand, and it's on, and people are dumb.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's basically the same law, but for the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it didn't pass.
Yeah. Then let's just call a spade. That fucking repealing that in the HERO Act and not having that go through, it's fucking discrimination.
Yeah, no, it straight up basically is like there's
legalized discrimination, and North Carolina is doing the same thing statewide, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, same thing with like Mississippi. Did you see what they passed?
The Freedom of Religion Act, which is like I can freaking just tell people off because they don't believe in God. Oh, fuck off.
It's fucking terrible.
It's like if you're a gay person, you go to a doctor, the doctor can deny you service. Yeah.
But then you
wow.
By the very like idea of being a doctor, you should not deny anybody
yeah,
service.
It's your Hippocratic oath.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this allows the doctor to be like, nope. Sorry.
And then
it's
and
a hypocritical oath then. Har 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 har.
Can I I can literally go to Mississippi and make them like no whites only, but like, hey, I don't believe in whites. You know?
Basically.
Yeah, they're like, I'm protected under your law by what you white people did. Sorry.
Yeah, well, so I mean if someone wants to be like a radical person and in their thing it says you must kill, you know, people that are not of your religion, mm-hmm. Could you do that?
I don't know.
I guess. I mean, yeah.
As long as it's the Christian God, though. I mean, that's... I miss the 90s when radical doesn't mean you want to kill people. Radical means you can do sick kickflips off your freaking, you know, your skateboard.
Your skateboard.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Satanists,
yeah.
Well, you have Satanists in the background doing performing rituals and stuff.
See, now radical means, you know, you want to blow shit up. Back then, radical means you were awesome. What the fuck happened?
But no, X-Hamster, it's basically like Pornhub, X-Video, and everything.
What's up with that name? Never got that name.
Hamsters up your butt?
Yeah, basically it started because the first video was like a hamster crawling up a guy's butt, and the website was created around that. I don't actually know this for a fact, by the way. I'm just making it up, but it makes sense.
It sounds legit.
I think I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah, it sounds legit. Probably a video of Richard Gere or something. Ah,
But no, X-Hamster cuts service off to anybody in North Carolina, so they cannot watch porn from X-Hamster. Because they have lesbian, gay, bi, transsexual.
But didn't they also release the kind numbers of searches? Yes.
Yeah, and they released all the numbers for like gay searches, shemale, within North Carolina, like from 2016, and it's like a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, they love their shemales. Cool. They love their shemales. I mean, who doesn't like shemales? But
I mean, they love them enough to like beat off to them, but obviously they don't love them enough to not deny them basic human rights.
I will masturbate to you, but I will not give you rights. What the fuck is that?
It's the same concept for women. Like, I'm entitled to masturbate to your body, but I am not gonna respect it.
Basically,
you need to respect what you beat off to. That's the fucking mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like I can beat off to you in porn, but I also have the right to beat you, you know. That's basically what they say in the South, I guess.
Well, mostly the everywhere, because that happens everywhere. Let's be honest.
I just, it just angers me. And we probably had this conversation when Hero did not pass back a few months ago, and I was like, this is stupid, it's discrimination. We're just trying to make less discrimination, and then the freaking Mississippi just puts a dumb name on it, the Religious Freedom Act. No, it's not religious freedom. There's less freedom if you deny more people.
Yeah.
But I mean, they don't see it that way. I mean, they really don't see it at all that way. They see it as everybody else like infringing on their freedom by
existing.
Basically by existing. Like, I mean, even God's Not Dead 2 came out, like, what was it, like, last week? It's an entire Hollywood... with Melissa Joan Hart, an entire, like, Hollywood movie in wide release that is basically about, they're making the Christians, like, they're hurting our feelings by not letting us, like, teach God in schools and blah, blah, blah.
Is that bullshit. The same... Is God's Not Dead? Oh, wait, no, that's the college professor one, not the one about the kid that, that died and went to heaven, right?
Yeah, no, I don't remember what that one was, but God's Not Dead was Kevin Sorbo as an atheist professor, and he gets punished for his atheism by getting hit by a car while on the way to the cool talk show.
Disappointed!
And then the guy from Duck Dynasty shows up and tells everybody to text everybody in their phone book that God is not dead.
What?
Look, Christianity is not under attack. It's not.
No, not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. Everything else is under attack. All right.
And as a Christian, you know, I'm a Catholic, and
are you under attack?
You have to learn to... No, you have to learn to respect, you know, different opinions.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that's...
So...
What did Gandhi say? He's like, I like your Jesus, but I don't like his followers or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why Gandhi was an infidel who's persecuting Christians.
Oh, man. Also found out that Ben Kingsley was not it's like half Indian, so him playing Gandhi is not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not a complete appropriation.
So, let's go back to the porn because...
Okay, sorry. We just got off a political tirade. Yeah, no porn for
We got off?
Yeah, we got off. Yeah, so yeah, no porn for North Carolina. No porn for you. Well, there's other places, but I'm glad X-Hamster is making that statement.
I think that's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, and they're releasing basically what is public information when it comes to searches. I mean, wait, did they release like IPs?
No, they can't.
Or...
They can't.
No, it's just they tend to do this like every so often. They'll release like basically like statistics of, oh, hey, people are watching our porn on such and such devices, or like searches and everything. And basically that's what they did this time.
It's very interesting. Yeah. I mean, I know Pornhub does that a lot. Like, Pornhub last year showed it, like, showed the most, like, where it comes from. It's really, I mean, it's really interesting seeing that data. It's just, it's cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of people like incest, apparently.
Yeah, a lot of people, and a lot of people, I think, was it the 3DS? It was some, it was either the 3DS or the Wii U that, like, a lot of people were watching porn on, and people...
It was a Wii U.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I've gone on porn on the Wii U, my Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. Just because, you know, you can, and it's, like, kind of cool.
And the
like,
web
I'm playing porn on a Nintendo system, you know?
The web browser on the Wii U is the only, like, console web browser that actually support, or it's not the only one that supports video playback like that, but it's the best one to play back videos. I know this because Rhea and I have watched a lot of E-Fucked on our Wii U. So, and it actually displays them in full screen and plays them like any other normal video.
Yeah, and then you can use the gamepad as the player thing. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny.
So, I mean, it makes sense.
I still like how Hot Dad was saying about the searches that he got, especially like in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
When the Google hits were coming from like Google searches that were like Hot Dad with like, and lots of other variations.
Well, dad and mom is not really incest unless you want to have sex with dad. But mom and dad together having sex, that's like the most normal sex.
That is like...
That's pretty vanilla.
That's the most vanilla ever. I'm having married sex with my wife. I mean, what the hell?
We're doing the missionary position.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I pulled out.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. Excuse me. And then also, moving along... Talking about something we talked about last week that we, I don't know, we enjoy ribbing it, but vaping. Who read the story on here?
I did.
Sure, go for it.
So, okay. So Dora the Explorer, okay, the voice actress that plays Dora the Explorer got her friend expelled for vaping. So basically what she did is like peer pressure this kid to like, I guess, use the vape pen. And take like, keep in mind that these are 15-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. Just think about that. It's just kind of ridiculous.
So the voice of Dora the Explorer was vaping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got her friend to vape, and her friend got caught, and she goes to prestigious Manhattan school, and she got kicked out of school.
Pretty much.
That's fucked up.
And apparently, why, Dora? Like, the voice actress is not commenting on it at all. Like, she's not taking any blame, but everyone knows
she's
that.
She's not going to comment on it. She doesn't comment on the show. She just stares at you.
Yeah, she does. And then... Well, I mean, sometimes she comments after she stares at you and asks you a question.
It's like, did you vape? Blank, blank, blank. That's right, you did.
You did it, Lisiste.
You made a good point earlier on the chat, though. We were chatting earlier about it, and you said, what kind of Hispanic is Dora? We don't have that.
Yeah, well, what kind of Hispanic is Dora?
Brown.
Yeah, vaguely inoffensive brown, because they have to trick the white kids into... watching it, or they have to trick the white parents into letting the white kids watch it.
I think I think she's like Hispanic American, that way, you know, it connects. Yes, I don't know
if she's Hispanic American though, because
so,
like if
Diego,
you look
Diego
at
Diego sounds really South American, like South American.
If you look at like Dora the Explorer canon, their like environment that they live in is very obviously not American,
mm-hmm.
in the slightest. Like, with all the fantastical elements or something, it's more easy to believe that Dora the Explorer actually takes place somewhere like Iceland, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, somewhere in Europe, like Norway, I could see, because there's a lot of, like, bridges and forests and...
Oh, yeah, because none of that is in Latin America, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's different than, like, a Latin American forest.
Mexicans, there you go, Rex. Mexicans can't build bridges. How can they build walls?
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly, which is why Donald Trump is full of bullshit, and Dora the Explorer, obviously, if you look at canon, like, the canon elements of Dora the Explorer takes place somewhere in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but I think she's, like, South Mexican, like, near, like, the Yucatan, because the jungly areas and the architecture, and then Diego is, like, one of those South Americans trying to make it on up to North America, but has to stop by the Yucatan for a little bit.
What's the deal with Diego? Is that her boyfriend, or is that
No, her cousin.
Cousin. Okay, never mind. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I watched it before. I had a little sister.
Okay.
What about Handy Manny?
I like Handy Manny. Manny's cool. And his tools.
I think.
Is that like
Bob the Manny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's Hispanic.
Yeah, he's Hispanic. I love it. My little brother watched it. And yeah, it was really cool to watch. I liked it. It was talking tools. Let's go, tools!
Wait, wasn't Wilmer Valderrama the guy that voiced him?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think so. Hold on.
Yeah, look at
that. I'm looking up Handy Manny.
Handy Manny.
Handy Manny. Oh, this is
It was Wilmer Valderrama.
That's funny.
Hello.
And Tom Kenny was in it too.
And Dee Bradley Baker.
That's hilarious. And Lance Bass?
Lance Bass?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, freaking out. Carlos Alazraki, or whatever he, Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life, is, his name's Felipe, the Phillips screwdriver.
Wow, Ice-T was in this too. Actually, the special guest stars is pretty, like, interesting. Pin Gillette was in it. And Snoop Dogg.
Oh, before we go back to the vaping while we're on the, thing of children's show, I watched, Yo-Kai Watch at least, like, 13 episodes worth watching my nephew the other
night. It's so good. Like, I like it a lot.
It reminds me a lot of Animaniacs.
Mm-hmm. I still have to watch that.
Which is on Netflix now, you guys.
Yeah, both of them are Yo-Kai on Netflix.
Watch. Yeah, both of them. But, like, I'm so immature, I lost it at the farting monster.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the stuff that's on there has a lot of double entendre. And there's even, like, a scene where, like, the kids were up at night watching, like, I mean, what we would kind of do in our kid years, watching scrambled cable.
Mm-hmm.
And until the parents walked in. But it's, like, instead of having, like, porn on, it's like a J-pop group, like a group of idols that they're watching. And then apparently there's, I don't know if you saw this one, Leonardo DiCaprio.
I saw that with no context on a YouTube, on a video on Facebook, and I was like,
Oh, yeah. I think you sent that to us, because when I was like, oh, I need to watch this show. This looks weird.
And Will Smithberg.
Yeah.
Like, the two of the main characters turn into Leonardo DiCaprio. It's insane. But
yeah, I thought that was fake, but it was true, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, cool. No, and the real show's that weird all the time. It's so good.
Well, the thing is, didn't that get promised as, like, bigger than Pokemon, and it kind of just
fizzled out?
I wouldn't say it fizzled out yet, because it hasn't really had a chance to fizzle out. Like, the game's only been out for like 3 or 4 months, and the series has been out for less than that.
It's actually really, really, really big in Japan before it got big here, because when was it, on October, whenever I went to New York, the Nintendo store was like, literally, it was only Yo-Kai Watch.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, in Japan, it was a Pokemon killer. Like, it managed to take a lot of sales from Pokemon. And so they were like, hey, you know, we're going to have the same success over here. They came over. Pokemon, though, was, like, super successful within 6 months.
Yeah.
It's a completely different market. You can't, because,
well, no,
Pokemon
because
was still a really slow burn.
Yeah.
Like, it took about a year for Pokemon to start reaching anything close to critical mass.
But the thing with Pokemon is, you had different ways of entry. The card game, the show. It's so many ways to get into Pokemon. And Yo-Kai Watch is, like, not.
Also, the other thing Pokemon had over Yo-Kai Watch,
show
in too.
The show in one game.
Yeah, and the show came on, like, a basic TV
Saturday
station,
mornings.
Like, Saturday mornings and every day after school. Yo-Kai Watch does come on a lot, but it comes on Disney XD, which is a channel that a lot of people have, but they don't realize they have, because Disney has, like, 5 different channels, and they have another channel besides that one that's just cartoons.
Yeah, kids
so I
still
think now that it's on Netflix, I think it's going to pick up a lot more steam.
Yeah, but kids don't really just sit down and just watch shows anymore, like like Saturday morning. They're on demand and stuff, and it sometimes tries to get, you got to convince them to watch a Yo-Kai Watch.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My nephew was laughing at everything that was going on. He's, like, going to be 4, and me and him were cracking up together at a bunch of the jokes, so it's kind of neat to see that. Let's go back to vaping. What were we talking about? Oh, the Dora?
Yeah, Dora.
Yeah.
So my question is, how old is Dora's voice actress?
15.
She's 15.
Oh, wow. She is?
Yep.
So never mind. About... I thought she was older, and she was talking to her, to like a friend that was 15 years old. And I'm like, why do you want to influence a minor that way?
No, but first of all, why does a 15-year-old have a vaping pen?
Because there's like, celebrities. I don't understand. Justin Bieber had like a Lamborghini when he was 16.
Dora's probably got herself surrounded by like a bad crowd. Let's be honest, because she is a 15-year-old celebrity going to a prestigious high school in Manhattan. Like Dora's probably already smoked the weed pots.
Yeah, or I'm pretty sure she did.
Or the hash oil in her vape pen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it was the actual actress, right?
Yeah, the actual like current voice actress. Yes. I don't know how many Doras they've had.
Oh, that's funny. And then here's the other one I see. High school gives Dora the Explorer voice actress a pass for vaping.
Yep.
Yeah, because they don't want to lose her.
Yeah, she's money.
Oh, man. What does that say about this country?
This country's ran by money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. It's just no one cares about money.
No one gives a shit. Next. Give me money.
It's like next week, Diego suspended 2 days for coming in drunk off tequila.
Oh, man.
I was looking at the Google page for the cast, and I see like these girls, and in the middle of everything, there's like this grown man with like a creepy face. His name is Mark Wiener. He's Swiper.
Oh, that's the guy that made Wienerville back in the mid-90s on Nickelodeon, if anyone remembers that.
I remember Wienerville.
It was a weird fucking show.
Oh, he just looks weird in the middle of all these kids, too, though. So, we're going to go ahead and take our first musical break. Oh, actually, no. We forgot to talk about something.
Yeah, we forgot something big.
Yeah, this is big because...
If we're talking about the same thing that we forgot.
Yeah. We're part of the... We're part of the Comic Palooza podcast program, and that says, you know, we might throw some celebrations in honor of Comic Palooza. We have the perfect thing going on. We are going to rent this guy that will nonstop vape all night to produce fog machine effects.
Okay, $100.
Yep.
$100, yeah. That's
so cheap.
That's a steal, man.
That's cheaper than a regular fog machine.
Mm-hmm. Rental. Yeah. Fog machine rental is like about $125. So yeah, he's still up $25 cheaper.
Yeah, and he can include like fragrances with it or no fragrances.
I wonder if there's like fart smells for the for vapes.
Probably
like baby fart smells.
Yeah, no. That's...
You know what? That's the only way I would vape is if they would have really disgusting smells.
The thing is, you would wind up having to smell the disgusting smells.
I would suffer that to just go around.
I would not. I would not let anyone vaping near my party.
It'd be like those, like, remember those scratch and sniff when it was like, oh god, another Simpsons reference. I had the scratch and sniff card for the burning tire yard.
I remember those.
And it smelled so bad. Like, if I could just do that. And vape in public places and just have people like,
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, expect a human fog machine at our party.
No, I'm going to vote against it.
We'll take this into voting later on. But no, we're going to go for, that was all we had to do that we thought was so important, but we're going to go to our first break. This is going to be Hawaiian Gremlins. Don't Feed Me After Midnight. This is off of these remake soundtrack. Not really, but I'm really sad that they're doing a Gremlins remake. You can find these guys at rvrbmusic.bandcamp.com and just search for Hawaiian Gremlins. Anyways, it's off their Teenage Ways EP. And once again, Don't Feed Me After Midnight. We'll be right back. And that was Don't Feed Me After Midnight from the Hawaiian Gremlins. You can find, we'll put the link on the podcast link, because I'm too lazy to go back and look at the Bandcamp page, because it's not hawaiiangremlins.bandcamp.com. So if you live in Houston, we're going to talk about a couple of events going on. First off, our local flea market is having a comic convention.
Yeah, that was really freaking weird when they announced that last year. I'm like, why is Trader's Village running a Comic-Con?
Also, note that they announced this, like, last year, and it was almost exactly a year ago, and it's just now happening. Like, I was under the impression that it had already happened, and I had missed it. Because I thought it happened back, like, last July.
I also don't understand how many people are so excited about it.
Well, I mean, like, Trader's Village is a cool place.
But I'm already imagining, like, the vendors area. It's going to be full of, like Silverleaf Resort, like, spin the wheel, win a prize kind of thing, and then go get a timeshare.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies trying to sell you insurance. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have, like, you know, like an artist alley with a guy in the middle tinting windows.
Basically. Yep. And the actual artist will probably be, like, the saddest artists, like, ever.
Yeah, they have rides, right? And don't they have funnel cake?
They have those things, and also there's a really cool store that sells, like, vintage, like, audio-video equipment, and they have, like, Betamax players and stuff. One of my really close friends bought a Laserdisc player from there last year.
So, I mean, why would you go? I know it's free, except for parking is $4. Why would I go? What's like the big get for me?
Well, Ryan, you can meet two Power Ranger actors.
You've met before.
They're at every convention.
Yes.
Because Power Rangers are all over the place. You can also meet the Cowabunga Factory that we already met at Jared's Epic Party.
Yes, we did. All right.
So, and not a better skill.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be one special guest. He can actually be walking around the crowds, and you may not be able to find him.
Pitbull?
Noel Guglielmi. Now, you may ask yourself, who is this Noel Guglielmi? But have you ever seen a bald Mexican gangster in any movie? Then you've seen Noel Guglielmi.
Have you seen? You watch a movie and be like, hey, that Hector guy. His name is almost always Hector.
Yeah. He's like the Nolan North of brown people.
Oh, man. But no. Those are his guests. He's been in Fast and the Furious, which is about gangs. He's been in Training Day, which also is about gangs. Mm-hmm. He was the guy that beat up Bruce Almighty, or beat up Jim Carrey. He was in The Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he was there.
He played, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page. He's played great characters such as Inmate One in a movie. He was Student One in the movie Old School, so he actually played a student in that school. He played Latino Convict in National Security and Latino Thug in SWAT and Bar Thug Number 2 in El Matador.
But you know what, though? When you say he's a student, he's probably like that one failing student in the back that's like, where, you know.
How did they get him? Was he just like, I gotta go see my family in Houston and I'm just gonna show up here? What the hell kind of get is this?
I'm just loving, like, looking at his Wikipedia page and, like, in movies that came right after each other, he played Paco and then Flacco. And then in another, like, he played... It gets better. He played a character named Cholo in a movie, and then directly afterwards, the next movie that came out that he was in, he played a character named Chino.
He doesn't have real names. These are just all stereotype names.
Well, I mean, eventually he gets real names, like Hector.
Hector.
he was Snuffy in Malibu's Most Wanted.
Right. He played, no
disrespect to the guy, you know. You do your thing, and if that's what gets you jobs, go for it, you know?
Yeah, but we're not making fun of him directly. Well, we kind of are. We're making fun of the whole show.
Yeah.
It's like, that's your fact that... I'm like, yeah, cool, but he's like, yeah, like, no one knows who he is. No one looks for him.
Apparently he does motivational speeches at churches. And tells children not to get involved with gangs.
Yes. Don't get involved with gangs, and you also can be a Hector.
Don't get involved in gangs. Just act like you're in one in a movie.
Yes.
You know?
Make it from your pal Chino.
Also, he's not even full, like, Hispanic. He's half Italian.
What's going on now? Don't join the gangs. Not me.
And I don't know. I just feel like the Traitor's Village thing is going to be kind of a... It's of course a cash-in, but it's just for people to come into the flea market.
It's the hardest,
you know?
Me too ever. But yeah, this is all just promotion for the
I don't know how they're gonna compete with the whole, like, you know, Japanese festival going on at the same time, because a lot of people go to that already. Yeah. So
they're like not gonna be able to compete at all.
Yeah, but no Guglielmi.
there's a lot of anime groups and convention groups right now, and more of the younger kids are like, oh my god, Traders Con Village is having a Comic Con, let's go, you know.
Also, I've noticed a lot of friends of mine that aren't normally interested in conventions are excited about this for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, which is really interesting to me. I guess because it's free, and a lot of them don't like to pay lots of money for because I mean, great, like, conventions are great and all, but the biggest barrier of entry is the fact that it does cost like $40 to $60 a day just to go into the convention, not including parking if you have to drive.
Yeah, but come on.
I mean, but that's it. That's also if you get your passes like right before.
Mm-hmm, but a lot of people don't buy them in advance because a lot of people don't realize that. Oh, hey, granted, we've all been doing this for years. I've been going to conventions for over half my life at this point. Like, we kind of know how it goes. A lot of people that don't normally go to these things don't know how the whole thing works, and they don't realize, hey, if you buy your passes a year in advance. Because a lot of things that aren't conventions but are like big gatherings like this work like that. So
yeah, but like hey, let's go to this Comic Con, and like, how much it costs? It's free. Well, you gotta go down $290, and I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, $290 fucking sucks.
Yeah,
I actually have not been on $290 in at least a decade.
And you know what's funny is like, I feel bad for the LARPing kids, because they're gonna be LARPing, and real trollers are going to be walking around like, man, look at these freaks over here. And then one of them is going to, like, one of the LARPers is going to end up with, like, a corn in a cup, like, thrown at him or something.
Yes.
Yeah, here's a half-eaten elote thrown in your face.
You know, I'm honestly surprised, though, given how popular conventions have gotten over the last couple of years, that stuff like this doesn't happen more often.
AFC's Bolarama Comic Con.
Or like at a mall, because I know like there's a lot of cosplay meetups and stuff that happen at like Maybrick Mall. I'm surprised like a mall hasn't tried to do like a convention or
Northline Mall. Northline.
Well, I've seen like museums are doing them now.
Yeah.
See, what's the weirdest one that I've seen? I don't know.
The weirdest one I've seen is this.
Yeah, this has to be the weirdest one.
This is.
Yeah, because this one's
outside of Anime Pizzeria, but that doesn't count because it's a functioning business.
Yeah,
barely functioning.
I was about to say, I don't know how well they're functioning because they banned me from their Facebook page because I dared to ask if they had gluten-free crust because I wasn't driving 30 minutes to go get a pizza.
They banned you for that?
They banned me from that. Like, I can still see the page, but I'm not allowed to post on it, and I can't see any of their posts.
They probably thought you were trolling.
Like, yeah, no, they definitely did, and that offends... It offended me, like, greatly. Like, I was upset about it for, like, 2 days.
You were... That was a legit fucking question, and they banned you.
Yup.
God damn it.
It's really shitty.
Shame
so that's
with
why
you, Anime Pizzeria.
That's why I never, like, went to go up there. Like, it's right by where one of my best friends lives, and we were going to go one day, but he only has, like, 1 day a week where we can actually hang out, so we never hang out anymore, and I was planning on going then. So, but there's no point in me going without him if I can't eat the pizza there, so see? That's why I haven't gone there and taken pictures or anything yet.
See, Anime Pizzeria? You lost a customer. Just because he dared ask gluten-free pizza or gluten-free crust, and now you're fucked. You lost a customer.
They didn't just lose a customer. I was going to write about them for the website, too.
Yeah,
I was gonna do like a full interview and everything. And
when I went to PAX, I really wanted to go over there, but you were too busy with schoolwork, so we could have done that.
I wouldn't go there.
I want to eat, like, you know,
good. I would have gone there and then be like, why'd you kick my friend off your Facebook for asking about gluten-free?
Yeah, exactly. And I looked at their menu finally, because they finally posted a menu, and they don't have anything I could eat outside of, like, salad.
Yeah, that'd be sad. Sucks. You don't want to be the guy eating salad when everyone's eating pizza.
Yeah, no, it sucks. Like, that's the shittiest feeling.
Yeah. So, I mean, where do you think would be, like, one of the weird places to have a comic convention? I know last time we talked about, like, the cruise, so that's out.
Yeah.
Medical Center Houston Comic Con. I don't know.
Someone already planned that.
When I was in high school, I was in both the anime and digital arts clubs, and I was, like, president of one of them. I don't remember which one, because they were basically the same club at that point. And we had, like, the meetings on the same day and everything, and we were going to have a convention at our high school one weekend, but we decided to do a lock-in instead, because it was really hard to get the principal to, like, let us invite.
That already happened.
Yeah.
Over here in Clear Creek?
Yeah, Clear Creek wound up doing one.
With Christopher Sabat, Vegeta was there?
Yeah, Clear Creek did one a decade after we had the idea to.
So can we have a Funplex Comic-Con and just go there and try not to get...
Didn't they do ones like that, though?
I feel like they did
something like that, like, a year or two ago. Like, they did some sort of... It was, like, a rave that was also supposed to be, like, a convention thing, but nobody was interested in the convention section.
That's what surprise.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Blues, I know
one. Funplex is still around, by the way. I drove by.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
What about one at Energy Park that has Tom Hiddleston as one of their guests and Ryan Reynolds?
I would go to that.
I'd go to that. Absolutely.
You would? But, I mean, we had that last year, but then it got canceled.
I know, and I'm still...
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my money back, by the way.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Betacon. Yeah.
Betacon also Mega Expo.
Oh,
Betacon was on the moon.
But yeah, that's happening... That weekend, there's so much stuff, like, competing in Houston. There's that. There's the UH Anime Club little convention on Saturday, if you want to go to that. It's also free.
Oh, that's not this Saturday. That's next Saturday.
Oh, I thought it was this Saturday.
Yeah, because I was like, why would you do your anime convention
in
Japanese festival weekend? That's just suicide.
Yeah.
So anyways, the UH anime thing is on next Saturday. Mm. But this weekend is going to be the Japan Festival.
I liked it before the Weeaboos ruined it.
I'm not going back.
I liked it. I like going around, getting free occult. Every time I go around a circle, I get a free occult and then eat
free,
like...
Free occult.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'll pour it into my Asahi, and then which I'll get from the other side of the thing, and then eat like freaking like Japanese festival food. It's great.
Okay, so I like the food... I didn't like the crowd. Like, it really was kids treating it like Comic-Con.
It was just freaking a celebration of Japanese culture, and then you had people doing taiko drums, which is fucking awesome to watch. When I was in college, my Japanese professor was doing a traditional Japanese singing, which was awesome to watch.
And dancing also, yeah.
They had the guy who invented Sudoku there, like, a couple years ago. You know, this is not a con. I'm vehemently against it being a con. It's a fucking Japanese festival.
It's like when Houston does Cinco de Mayo festivities. That's like a Mexico con right there.
Oh my god.
And then people show up in like serapes and like sombreros and stuff like that.
Or really like any like vaguely ethnic festival that happens in Houston. Like let's be honest, Greek Fest turns into that, but with Greek stuff and.
I think the Japan Festival suffers from it more because of the fact that there are anime cons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I mean, I know people are like, oh my god, Japan, anime, that's all they do over there. That's not really true.
No.
It's not true at all.
They work, and they don't have kids. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And they drink a lot.
They're also racist.
Racist and super, super conservative.
Are you not Japanese and like Japan? Japanese probably will hate you.
Yep.
and the other thing is the parking. Oh god. What's up?
I would pro tip. I would just either park it downtown and take the Metro L down, or Uber. if you live in the
city. Well, I'm coming from Clear Lake, so I kind of want to get there directly or whatever. Right. But my wife and I went last year, and we spent an hour, maybe hour and a half, in a parking garage trying to get out.
I remember you telling me about that, because I was going to go that day because I worked all weekend, and I wound up not going because y'all never found a spot, and I was like, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, ever since for the past couple of years, I've been taking the rail down there.
Yeah, no, it's bad over there. So, I mean, I enjoy the Japanese festival as a cultural celebration. Mm. I don't enjoy it as a weeaboo festival.
I just like it because outdoors, do something outdoors, and then it's nice walking around the Japanese garden because that place is pretty rad.
I like that place a lot. Also, keep in mind, too, the weather is supposed to be absolutely terrible this weekend, so...
Like, rainy or hot?
Like, well, mostly rainy, and thunderstormy.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, Japanese Festival will be down at Herman Park if you want to deal with traffic.
Right. It rained last year too, so it was no different.
Oh yeah. My god, it was so bad last year. That's the other thing. My feet were like so or my shoes were covered in like a bunch of red mud. Mm. So
I wore boots. I wore rain boots too.
Wasn't it last year like on that same week that it flooded really really bad?
I think it was afterwards, but it still was a lot of rain. That was Comicpalooza. Comicpalooza happened like right after Comicpalooza.
Yeah, because that's when everybody got a car accident that last night at Comicpalooza.
Yeah, everybody like headed home, and right after that, it just rained.
Yeah.
It was a Rockets like playoff game, so it rained on the stupid jocks. Nerds rule.
I like Sprots.
But no, it was that's happening at Herman Park and like the Japanese Garden and everything. Ryan will be there, so say hello to Ryan if you see him there. He'll be dressed up as a furry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will answer to Wild Wolf 24. That's what I'll answer to. I will not answer to anything else.
Sweet. Are you? I wonder who's gonna win the cosplay contest.
My Wild Wolf 24 outfit.
I thought about doing it, but then I thought about the fact that I don't want to dress up and just go to that.
Yeah. I'm gonna be dressed as Zidane from Final Fantasy, 9, but I'm gonna be Zidane. So I will like headbutt people.
Jesus Christ!
Dressed as a Final Fantasy character.
Does anyone know what won last year?
I was pissed off at it. If she was like princess, if she was like a loose interpretation of Princess Serenity, and I'm like.
I remember, and it looked not. It wasn't like breathtaking.
No, there were other people way more talented who were out there way better than her. Sorry, woman who I don't even know the name, but whatever, you're probably in Japan right now, care. But you did not deserve to win. There are like four other people that deserve to win better than you.
We could have gone as the Sailor Boys and probably won two tickets, and then we would probably.
We would won because they didn't want us there. Like, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Go to Japan.
Speaking...
We don't want you
in this country. Of like the cosplay stuff at Japan Fest, my favorite part of it was as someone that didn't go was seeing the cosplay music video thing that came out of Japan Fest, and like half of it was like American characters, like there was like Assassin's Creed guy, and just that's the only one I remember off the top of my head was like Assassin's Creed guy was very prominent in that video.
Yeah, if you're cosplaying at the Japan Festival as an a Western property.
Just don't
fuck you, really.
Just don't do it. That's a bad idea.
We're so negative now, but I'm just like, just please.
doesn't make sense, you know?
Yes, anime convention, you can celebrate your fandom. We're here to celebrate Japanese culture. And she's like, oh, no, cosplay is part. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's really not.
It is tiny. It is a tiny part of Japanese culture. And it's, so, yeah, don't. Stop.
It's like saying cosplay is big in Japanese culture is like saying being respectful of other people is part of white culture.
Yes.
No. It's like Halloween. I mean, we've always been dressing up for that. That's still cosplay in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But just
what's the difference?
Just go there, do the rounds, play that fishing game that people like to do in Japanese festivals, eat curry, drink a bunch of Yakult. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy some time in the fresh air. Now that's what you do. And then have a
picnic. Exactly. I'm going in my geisha outfit. I hope that's not disrespectful.
Just also look for a geisha and look for Wild Wolf 24. Just Zidane.
Well, no. On one day I'll be a geisha. The other day I'm going in my Naruto outfit.
I'm gonna be as Kakashi. That's a guy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay,
that's the guy.
Okay, that's the guy. All right.
I know. I generalize whenever I see Naruto headband, I was like, oh, that's Naruto.
They're all Naruto. I'm Kakashi. Okay, Naruto. I'm Sakura. Okay, girl Naruto. I mean, that's only two characters I know from Naruto, sorry. And Sandman. Mr.
Yeah,
Sandman.
Yeah, Sandman.
Bring me a drink.
Boom, 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 boom.
I just know there's a big frog in Naruto, that's all.
A frog in Naruto? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The only frog I care about is it's Wednesday, my dudes. Frog, okay.
The only frog I care about is Pepe, who handles the giant pecans.
Oh, I was trying to face swap with a picture of Pepe and it didn't work.
Oh yeah,
he's too dank.
You're not worthy to have that lovely face.
Enough feels.
So another thing that's happening in Houston, or supposedly, is the crab, all you can eat crab festival.
Where is it?
I don't know, Dre. You're the one that was talking about it.
Yeah. It's on. Let me see. I'm trying to find it. God.
Oh no, it's actually May 14th.
Oh.
It's May 14th? Oh, okay, never mind then.
Are you sure? But
no, April 16th. Crab America Houston. That's the one that I
have. Something's going on this weekend. Jeez.
Okay, but there's a reason we're bringing that up.
Why?
Because we all have crabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I had to use your bidet and it got all over the place.
That's a bidon.
That's a bidon.
Yeah.
That's actually really disgusting.
That is fucking disgusting.
Yeah. A little bit.
I don't know if it's this one or not. Actually, I kind of think it is because there's nothing.
There's no information.
Yeah.
They'll show up here in the field and someone's going to rob you. I'm looking at their website
and it's really like bare, and every menu option has a hashtag before it. And the only thing
that you can go to is the buying tickets.
Crab American.
Actually, tickets are disabled.
They're like $40.
$49 for all you can eat crab, salad bar, pasta, bread and desserts, VIP, also steak, lobster, all you can eat.
Oh, whatever. That sounds BS.
So
I can't actually get the link for the Houston one to pop up.
It's not there, the Charlotte one you can.
The Houston
Hey, Rex, these are gluten-free. You can go eat some.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's still going. I don't know if this is still going on or not, but this company has a reputation of conducting crab scams.
Crab scams!
Crab scams!
Crab scams!
So they have the tickets are non-refundable on the ticket. And so they start selling all these, and a weekend before, they just cancel it.
Ah, what a crab scam.
You know, it's kind of sketchy how, like, the discussion thread is, like, completely blocked off the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And there's, 29,000 people interested in this, and apparently 9,800 people are going to this.
Man, we need to do some of this stuff, man.
Yeah, that's pretty crabby, you guys.
We need to be really shellfish and.
We should really start doing pre-sale for BetaCon next year, because I think people will be really interested in buying them.
You know, those people got screwed over. They didn't read the clause.
Also, their Facebook page that's linked from their website, the Crab Association, shares other event. It says this page is now dedicated to listing events across America. The events listed here are not ours, and they're sharing events such as Coachella, Justin Bieber World Tour, 420 Music Fest. 420. This is fucking
weird.
Wait.
Here's this. Only conferred followers have access to @HotCrab's tweets and complete profile.
Oh my god.
I am following Hot Crab.
What?
I have followed Hot Crab. Why crabs? That's the thing I want to know, is why crabs? What the fuck kind of scam is this? It's not even a good scam. Like, it's not creative or interesting at all.
But people still fall for it, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, crabs are good.
They are good.
I mean, if you can have all-you-can-eat crabs, that's awesome.
I'm having my own crab festival, and it's going to be a comic convention in Creators Village.
Goddamn.
Just going to get a table in Creators Village and get crabs.
Ryan, are you interested in this show?
The crab scam? Not as a scam.
Yeah.
I don't want to get snipped.
I mean, it's $20. I mean, $49. For $20, I'll give you crabs.
No.
Yeah. I'm just going to straight up shellfish. Find the crab scam. And then it's not actually going to be a scam, and then I get to eat all the crab, because yes. Nobody is going to go.
Yes, because they're like, this is only for the upper crustaceans.
They can write the whole thing off as a business expense.
Oh, man.
Let's keep making crab puns. Crab scam. Crab puns.
Crab scam.
Crab
scam. So yeah, that's apparently we're supposed to have in Houston. If you are tempted to go to it, do not buy tickets. Well, you actually kind of can't buy tickets anymore.
You can't even click on it on the website. The hyperlink doesn't work.
Yep.
I just wanna know, like, who actually did attempt to buy tickets.
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah.
If you or someone you know attempted to buy tickets to Crab America Houston, please let us know. We'll have you on the show. Yeah, we'll talk to
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know how you get to the, you know how to get, make get to better. You know how you get to the Crab Festival? Take the sidewalk.
God damn it. Hey, and there's a number on here too.
Should we call?
Yes, we need it. Can we call this number right now? I think it's a good idea.
Okay, not only this, but the tickets for the Charlotte or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, those guys are stupid enough to buy it. It's listed on a fitness site.
Huh.
Active.com, they have running and sports, like all these events, like I guess marathons and things like that. Why would you have crabs on a fitness site?
I don't know. Have you seen those pictures and those videos of that, like, one town that has, like, those giant crabs and that, like, take over the town for a few weeks?
That sounds amazing.
No, it's fucking terrifying. They're like fucking...
Wait, what?
Yeah. Like,
wait, can you repeat that?
Giant crabs take over the whole city. They're like giant crabs. They're like the size of a fucking, like, fire hydrant.
Huh. Oh, I thought you meant, like, they would bring in, like, fake giant crabs. Like, rolled in.
No. These, like, are live anticons. Crabs. They're just like, I'm just going to roll up in the city.
Hmm.
It's fucking scary. I gotta find that picture.
Here. So giant crabs, not giant pecans?
No.
Giant crabs.
Yeah.
Giant enemy crab.
Yeah, no, it's really hard to Google it. That's why I haven't found it. Because every time you find giant crab, you'll get giant enemy crab. And a spot for major damage.
791. The number you dialed is not in service.
Ah! Son of a bitch! I'm so sad.
We actually called tickets for the Crab America, and that was our response.
I'm going to Google that number and see if any, like, associated numbers come up for the crab people.
Crab people. Like crab. Fuck like people.
Man,
it's also a number at one point for Mortgage Grapevine. Which looks like a mortgage scam website.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
Well, this is in-depth reporting from Space City Nerd.
The most in-depth reporting we've done since that time I Probably that time when Extra Life 3 years ago, I called the people that made the Land Before Time game and left them a really hateful voice message.
All right, on that note, there's lots to do this weekend in Houston, except for the Crab America Crab Festival, which sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't want crab.
Well, come to Crab Scam.
Crab Scam.
My Crab Scam.
Yes.
At the Traders Village Comic Con.
Oh, pro tip, HEB, like if you ever want crab, you can buy the big giant crab claws and they'll steam them for you right there, and it takes like 8 minutes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's pretty snappy.
Yeah, I'm gonna
stop.
I can't. Disease.
All right, so next week we'll have a special show for you in honor of 420.
420. We have crabs there.
And then after that, we'll be hitting it hard with Comicpalooza. As we mentioned, we're part of the Comicpalooza podcast program. So we'll be there live, and you can see us there by buying your tickets at comicpalooza.com. And I think that's about it, right? What's up?
Hashtag CP Pod Family. Hashtag
Clear
the Load.
All right, so on behalf of myself, Rex, Drea, Ryan, good night, Space City.